You found your home for real sports talk for real sports fans. 1700 KBGG.
Hey, everybody. Good afternoon to you, Jimmy B and TC, cleverly disguised as Jim Brinson and Trent Condon. You can always get on the show at 264-1700. Again, that's 264-1700. Coming up on the program today, Pete Mundo, CBS and Heartland College Sports will be our first guest at about 420. Sean Tomlinson, Bleacher Report on the NFL at roughly about 440. In the 5 o'clock hour, at the top of the hour, Mark Simon, ESPN, Stats and Information. And then Wolfgang will join the show at about 525. Trent, how are you, pal? And are you excited because it is indeed Beggar's Night tonight? What are you going as?
I will be going as a local celebrity, Trent Condon. And I will... Yeah. Sprint out of here at 6 o'clock, get home, and out and hanging out with Ella for tonight. So, a little chilly out there, though, Brinson. So, yeah, yes, I have to throw an extra coat on, and we'll see how long she lasts. I'm going to guess not very long in the cold this evening.
What is baby Ella going as? God, I can't call her baby anymore. That doesn't work. Ella, yeah.
She's toddler Ella now, and she's got a lot to say, and she has some choice words from Dad from time to time. She'll be dressing as a troll tonight. Now, you remember the troll dolls, right? You remember those?
Yes.
Yeah, they became big in the 90s. Well, there's a movie that came out a year or two ago. Your favorite, Justin Timberlake, is the lead male character. Anna Kendrick is the female lead in it. And, a Pixar movie. So she is going to be going as Princess Poppy, who Anna Kendrick plays. That is who she'll be dressed up as. So I'll send you, I'll email you over the picture, see if I can find it here, so you can get a look at, she's wearing it yesterday, so she's she's already shown it off a couple of times. She's pumped up for it, though.
I'm sure she is. It's going to be big time. Speaking of pumped up, wow, what a baseball game last night, and we will get to Iowa and Iowa State in just a moment, but Trent, I would be remiss. 13-12. And all of those home runs hit after the seventh inning. It was crazy.
I'm kind of tired. Now, Jim, we like to joke that we're late-night people and things like that, and we like to stay up late. That's all well and good, but Sunday night I like to get in a little bit earlier, especially when I spend a Saturday in Iowa City and maybe I imbibe a little too much. You know how things go like that, Jimmy B.
I got you. Yeah.
Yeah, I needed.
And it was cold there, so you had to stay lubricated to stay warm. I got you.
Get a little fireball in the belly to get you going. It was one of those kind of days. So I was hopeful that game would be three and a half hours. I'd be able to check into bed a little before 11 o'clock. Not the case last, and I stayed with it. And my eyelids were heavy, but I stayed with it, and I'm happy that I did. I really am. There's, you know, the few times that I do go to bed if something is going on and fall asleep, I'm always disappointed waking up the next day. I have the FOMO, you know, the fear of missing out. I do have FOMO from time to time when I miss those kind of things. So I'm happy, but I'll be honest, I'm dragging today.
Well, you know me, I was locked and loaded for the entire time, and then I got up at my normal hour at 11 a.m. Mm-hmm. So I feel pretty good. Yeah, I'm rested. I'm ready to go here for the next couple hours. Let's just turn it up another notch. But that game, I can't wait for tomorrow night. I know it's game 6 and Verlander on the mound for the Astros. God, Trent, I hope we get a game 7. I really do. I'm having so much fun watching this.
Yeah, keep playing this thing on and on and on. I'd be fine with that. Well, we'll talk more baseball coming up to kick off the 5 o'clock hour. Mark Simon from ESPN Stats and Information, he'll be here, and we'll get some more thoughts about that, Jimmy B. But now, as you go through this weekend, Iowa with a win, all right. But the story is Iowa State and what this team continues to do, Jim. And as the winning streak began a month ago, and they beat Oklahoma, and I mentioned at the time, it wasn't a fluky nature. Yeah, they had a couple of things that went their way in that game, but it's not the flukiness. And I think that's why I'm enjoying this story so much. There are times where you try to pick through and see how are they doing this, and you can find different things that crop up. Well, it isn't anything tricky. They're just a good football team. They're going out there, and another factor that continues to jump out. I was listening to Joel Lanning talk after the game, and he was so matter-of-fact about, in the past, getting to six wins. You know, that was what we were hoping for as a program. But we want to do more than that. It's about winning championships. And you hear those kind of things in the past, you roll your eyes. Okay, all right.
Right, yeah.
But you believe it when he's saying it. When Matt Campbell is saying these things, when the team as a whole, they have bought in, they're playing fundamentally sound football, they're a good football team. And that, to me, is why I'm enjoying this ride so much.
It's a whole different dynamic than what Iowa State fans are used to seeing. They were generally just ecstatic if they could get six wins and go to a lower tier bowl. Now, six wins, we already got that. Come on, we're shooting for the moon. Mm-hmm. And they should. I mean, that should be the goal. The moon should be the goal. The roof is the ceiling, according to Michael Jordan, or the ceiling is the roof, whatever. That's exactly what they should be shooting for. And just because you reached a goal of six doesn't mean that you can just, you know, go, okay, all right, we don't need to play anymore. Yes, you do. And I think they will, Trent. I think they truly believe that they have developed through the beginning of the year. And it took them about four games or so, maybe five, I'd say four games, after they beat Oklahoma to really start to understand that they had turned into a really good football team. And now I am absolutely positive that to a player, they all believe that they are a really good football team and they can beat anybody on any given day. That is their thought process right now.
Well, in another step, you know, there's a conversation about, hey, you're bowl eligible. Now everything else is all good. You know, anything else that happens is just icing on the cake. Don't think that way. Don't think that way with this team right now, not only because it's a good football team, but secondly, this is a football program that has not won a conference championship since 1912. It's over 100 years since the last time that they won a conference record. You know how they won that conference title, by the way, Jimmy B?
Did they flip a coin?
No,
they went checkers?
2-0. They won two games to bring home the Missouri Valley Intercollegiate Athletic Association conference title.
Wow.
They went 2-0 that year. 1912. So don't give this garbage about, hey, everything else that happens is icing on the cake. No. Yes, you're bowl eligible. That's great. But there's kids not in that locker room. They're not thinking that way. They're not thinking, well, at least we get to go to a bowl game this year. They're thinking about getting to Jerry's World. They're thinking about playing that first Saturday in December with a conference championship on the line and an opportunity to get into one of the access bowls. That's where their thought process is. And as a fan base, think that way too. Dream big. Start having the conversation. Send out the email to the guys you tailgate with. Hey, how are we getting to Dallas? What are we doing? Are we renting a van? Are we all flying down? How early are we leaving? Have fun with this because these kind of things don't happen very often. Enjoy the ride. Don't be thinking about, now I mentioned this a couple of times last week, you know, waiting for the shoe to drop. This program is different. This coaching staff is different. This group of kids is different. Enjoy the ride. Enjoy everything that comes with it because it's few and far between. To have opportunities like this, they don't come around very often. Don't wait for that. Take the negativity away. Enjoy this one because you have a dang good football team.
Yes, they do, and I'm with you on that, pal. I really am. And I, as I mentioned earlier, you have to understand that Iowa State, let me say it again, Iowa State is in first place in the Big 12 Conference heading into the month of November. That's unheard of, absolutely unheard of. You got to roll with what you just talked about. Roll with it. That's it. Enjoy the ride. Just don't sit there and say, oh, God, I can't believe we're going to go to a bowl, whoopee. No, no. You got much bigger fish to fry. You have a real opportunity here. And I hope they capitalize, Trent, and I hope it plays out in their favor because what a story Matt Campbell will be. What a story Kyle Kemp already is. And the aforementioned Joe Lanning as well. This is unbelievable, and I'm glad that you and I are in a state where all of a sudden this is happening.
Well, indeed, you mentioned, I think the guy that's playing as high a level as anybody in that linebacking crew, Marcell Spears. We talked about the Joe Lanning story. We talked about Willie Harvey. We knew Harvey. He was a returning starter. Marcell Spears was kind of the forgotten guy out of that group. He's playing at a high level. Another interception. Big 12 player of the game. They lose Ray Lima to an injury, and I thought Jamal Johnson in the fourth quarter, that guy was playing like a man. You got seniors that are stepping forward. Wagoner, a guy that was, he was just kind of a guy out there. And now he is a playmaker back there. Vernell Trent, Bailey, had the forced fumble. All these guys, this defense is playing at such a high level, and that was the question mark about this team coming into the year. We figured they'd score points. I always figured that Coach Manning would be able to get that offensive line figured out. Still have some issues running the football, but they've done very good in pass protection, but the offense was going to be fine. I didn't think that they would be able to transform this front seven, this group up front, this quickly to what they are, and now they are far and away the best defensive team, I think, in the Big 12. I think they're better than TCU. Not taking the whole season, but the way they're playing right now, give me the Cyclones over the Horned Frogs, and well, the gap after those two we know is pretty significant.
Yeah, you got that right. Absolutely correct about that. All right, let's go to Iowa. You were there. Mm-hmm. It was about what we said it was going to be. It was going to be kind of ho-hummish, and I'm still disappointed that they could only score 17 points, couldn't even get to 20, but Trent, you witnessed it. I'll just defer to you. Look, I watched the game, of course, but I just cannot believe that it's score, and then hopefully you hang on against a team in Minnesota that is not very good at all.
Well, it came down to execution, and it's a dirty word I know for a lot of people in circles out there, but I don't think this is one that you can pin on like you could a week ago on Brian Ferentz, who had a terrible second half of play calling, went into a shell and really struggled in that game against Northwestern. It was kids didn't make plays. There were drop passes all over the place. There were holes when the holes were open. Akram Wadley wasn't finding it. Butler wasn't finding the space. More than anything, this is execution. This is not what I think they can chalk up and just say, but that's what's going to happen when you have two tackles on your offensive line. Jim, it's not difficult. This team is not going to be good offensively this year. I think you have to stop trying to think of what this team did in week two against Iowa State and the way they look. That team's not coming back. That offense is not coming back because of what they have. So it's not confusing. And this week with Ohio State coming in, they're not going to score. You better hope that you find a way and JT Barrett struggles in the cold and you get a game like you had last year against Michigan, because you're not winning a shootout against that team. I don't even think you're winning a game in the upper 20s. You have to hope you get a special teams play, a couple of funky things happen, maybe you're plus two, plus three in the turnover, and then you have a shot. But to expect this team, the way that they're currently constructed, to go out and score 27, 31 points, it doesn't matter if it's Ohio State, Minnesota, Northwestern, it's just not happening. This team is not built that way right now because of the offensive line.
I'm with you, pal. Let me quickly address the Brian Ferentz issue since his name was referenced. A big blow up in the press box at halftime by Brian Ferentz about the replay, and apparently dropped a lot of choice language within the press box. But people have to understand that when they say working press box, you're in there, you do not cheer for a team either way, and you are doing your job, writing your columns, sending out your tweets, keeping track, observing, whatever your particular job is, that's why you are in the press box. So, Trent, you know, I've called a lot of games. I've been in a lot of press boxes. Let me just reference this. When you are seated in the press box where I would be calling a game, let's say I was calling that particular game, a lot of times where television and radio are located, the coaches' boxes are on one side or the other. And so you will see a lot of animation. You won't hear it, but you'll see a lot of animation a lot of times from those particular coaching boxes. Look, the language in that coaching box is not something you're going to share with Ella, okay? That's not going to happen. And it gets damn salty, to be honest with you. He was wrong with what he did within the press area of the coaching box. His dad immediately called him out on it. Okay, I'm over it. Learned lesson. I just shut up now when I'm in the press box area and I'm headed downstairs. Lesson learned. Let it go. one-time deal. It was bad for him to unload like that, where he unloaded and the language that he used, but now it's done with. So, Trent, you've been on the field.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of salty language.
Absolutely.
From coaches. Yes, from coaches to the officials on the field. I mean, it's the nature of the biz. And if you're at a basketball game, you hear salty language there as well. And as long as you don't drop the F-bomb or the MF-bomb, you probably won't get a technical. But that's like the magic word. As soon as that comes out, then you're already tagged. But it happens. It's the nature of the beast. It's not going to change. Brian Ferentz made a major mistake where he decided to unload, but stop it. It's done with, and now you just move on.
Yeah, I think this becomes an issue if this happens again. And I've long time been a proponent, going back to when they were deciding, should he be up in the booth or should he be down on the field? I thought he'd be better on the field. He has a fiery personality. I think he'd be better served up down there and Ken O'Keefe up in the box, but certainly a different conversation. You put it very well, I think, Jimmy B. If this happens again, we got a problem. Okay. Right now, all right, you get the reprimand, you get dad slapping on your wrist, and you go from there. If this is a continued issue, then you have a bigger issue. We'll take a timeout. Come back on the other side. We're going to get back into Iowa State. Pete Mundo with Heartland College Sports. He'll stop by and join us. Well, they're first place in the standings. Should they be first place in the power rankings? We'll talk about that and more with Pete Mundo coming up next here as we take you up until 6 o'clock. It's Jimmy B and TC.
Afternoons, we talk sports on 1700 with Jimmy B and TC, Des Moines' savviest sports duo on The Big Talker, 1700 KBGG.
If you're sick and tired of the same old delivery options, I have an idea for you. It's Food Dudes Delivery. Food Dudes Delivery delivers for restaurants that normally don't deliver food. And with over 50 restaurants across the metro, Food Dudes Delivery can find whatever you're craving. And for listeners of Jimmy B and TC, $2 off any order of $20 or more. Just use the coupon code JBTC. That's JBTC for $2 off your next order of $20 or more. Food Dudes Delivery. Online, fooddudesdelivery.com.
Black and Cardinal Divide is the first website dedicated to the Cy-Hawk rivalry. We cover both the Hawkeyes and the Cyclones.
This is Cody, and I cover Iowa State.
And I'm Derek, his younger brother, who covers the Hawkeyes.
We'd like to encourage you to jump over to bcdivide.com. Tune in Wednesdays and Thursday nights as we will talk all things Cyclones and Hawkeyes.
Jump over to bcdivide.com. Join us for daily banter and our social media pages at bcdivide. As brothers and fans of different teams, we grew up with a heated Cy-Hawk rivalry within our own family.
Join us at bcdivide.com to embrace the rivalry.
Sponsored by AccountTemps. AccountTemps is the better way to find top talent quickly. AccountTemps interviews and custom matches applicants to your exact requirements. Satisfaction guaranteed. Visit AccountTemps, a Robert Half company.
Napa know-how.
Keeping it simple is usually a good thing. And when it comes to rewards programs, keeping it simple is always a good thing. That's why we made the Napa Rewards program effortless. All you need is your phone number to start saving on the parts and tools you need. Then we automatically give you $5 off your next purchase for every $100 you spend. So start saving today with Napa Rewards. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
Are we ready to open next month?
I think so.
You think so?
Well, it's complicated. Fire protection, first aid supplies, uniforms, safety training, mat services. Oh, and restroom supplies.
So uncomplicated. Call CentOS. They'll handle all of it.
Wow. One company can handle all that? That's not very complicated.
So, you'll be ready?
Oh, we'll be ready.
Oh, I'm ready!
Learn how CentOS can help you get ready for the workday. Visit CentOS.com.
Hey, it's Trent Condon here from Jimmy B and TC. If you've been talking and thinking about improving your health, I have an idea for you. Do what I did. Call New Leaf Wellness. My weight had been increasing, my endurance during workouts was waning, and I was just feeling sluggish. New Leaf Wellness put together a program to help me lose weight, improve my energy, and they can do the same for you. Call New Leaf Wellness today at 515-650-1358 to schedule a free, no obligation consultation. That's 515-650-1358. 1358 for New Leaf Wellness. And tell them TC sent you.
At Wolf Construction, we do many large construction projects across the Midwest, but we started as a roofing company and we're still a roofing company today. At Wolf Construction, we believe in honest work, a fair price, and work we stand behind. And our 10-year workmanship warranty proves it. We know roofing. With our one-day get-it-done approach, we're known as a roofing machine. Call Wolf Construction for a free estimate at 515-225-8866 or visit us on the web at wolfconstruction.net. At Wolf Construction, we take your roof personally.
Villaggio Italian Restaurant brings real homemade Italian to you. Fantastic food, great service, and an elegant vibe that feels like home. All your favorites from the original in Norwalk and an expanded menu with the newest location on 100th Street in Urbandale. Plus, one of the best happy hours in the metro from 3 to 6 each weekday. When you're thinking Italian, make it Villaggio. Pizza, pasta, sandwiches, and more. Two locations, Sunset Drive in Norwalk and 100th Street in Urbandale. Villaggio Italian Restaurant.
Welcome back in, everybody. We roll all the way till 6 o'clock, and then we got Chiefs and the Denver Broncos. That's going to be a pretty good Monday night matchup. Trent and I'll get into that a little later on in the show. Right now, time to say hello, however, to Pete Mundo, CBS, and Heartland College Sports. He joins us on the Draft House 50 hotline, Mills Civic Parkway in West Des Moines. Pete, how are you, man?
Well, I'm doing really well, guys, but I know I'm not doing well as Cyclone Nation is right now. I mean, this is as good as it gets out in Des Moines.
You're right about that, Pete. Let me just kind of follow up with what you saw early in the season out of Iowa State, the loss to Iowa, then the game that went into overtime, and both teams put up 40 points. To now the transformation, how this team has changed defensively. Where did you kind of pick up starting to see maybe Iowa State was starting to make those quantitative leaps to become a much better team?
Well, I think it started the week following the loss to Iowa. I remember listening to Matt Campbell say in the post-game press conference that after that loss, which we all know they should have won that game in regulation, after that loss, Matt Campbell said, this next week of practice is going to define what exactly this team is about and who we are. They come back that following week. I believe they beat Akron by a big number. And then, you know, the entire season kind of continued on from there. Obviously, the loss to Texas was involved. But since then, it's really been a fantastic season for this squad. So I think that week between practice really was the telling point. And I talked to Jake Campos on our radio show, Heartland College Sports, about that this past week. I talked to Jake, and he said that week specifically was the most important week of practice this entire season. It set the tone for how this team has played over the past month, and that's really where everything began to change. And then, of course, Joel Lanning, a middle linebacker, you know, a guy that's never done it before, the captain of this defense, he's getting more and more comfortable by the week and is getting better every week. So anytime the best player on one side of the ball is improving each game, that unit as a whole is going to improve as well.
You know, the defense is playing at such a high level right now, and the way that they've been able to transform, did it with some junior college guys. You know, Ray Lima has been a big part of that, a way he has played in there. Jamal Johnson came in. I thought he played at a really high level in the fourth quarter of the game. You got seniors stepping forward. But the confusing part, we figured they'd be able to score, but defensively how they've transformed themselves, I think this is maybe the shocking part about it, just how good they are up front and defensively as a whole.
Yeah, I certainly didn't see this coming in terms of what Coach Campbell has done in Ames, but you look at it, and that defense has set the tone. I mean, if you told me that Iowa State was going to score 14 points on Saturday, I would have said they would have lost by 10 to 15 points. It was not a knock against the Iowa State defense. I just thought that they would not be able to stop the TCU running game and that the big horses up front for TCU would have enough done. Now, TCU certainly made some major blunders in the red zone, and they put the ball in Kenny Hill's hands, when, in my opinion, they should not have. But you know what? Give Iowa State credit. They've been opportunistic as well. This defense is leading the league in turnover margin. That's the sign of a team that is disciplined and knows what it's doing on both sides of the ball. So that's not just about a great defense. That's about the offense not making those big mistakes. And that's something where, as good as Jacob Park was in terms of, you know, big arm, gunslinger, looks good in practice. Kyle Kemp has been perfect for this team and Coach Campbell because he's got more of it between the ears.
All right, so is Kyle Kemp now the better story than Joel Lanning playing quarterback and linebacker? Where are you on that, or does it really matter?
Well, yeah, it doesn't matter. Probably not. It probably doesn't matter. But for my take, yeah, I think Kyle Kemp is the better story. You saw the ESPN feature on it over the weekend, and you just think about a guy who goes to Oregon State, then goes to Hutchinson Community College for 3 years, doesn't play at either place really, decides to walk on at Iowa State instead of just giving up on his college football career. He's a arguably third or fourth stringer when the season starts, depending how you look at it. And here he is beating two top five teams in the month of October, which, you know, is double as many as Iowa State has had in their entire history before that. That is as good a story as it gets. Don't get me wrong. Lanning's a great story. And, you know, flipping from quarterback to linebacker is awesome. But this Kyle Kemp tale is something that I think is going to be discussed in Ames for many years to come.
So as this team comes together, they beat Oklahoma on the road. They went down to Texas Tech, got that victory. And now with the win over TCU, power ranking-wise, is Iowa State number one in your book?
Oh, it's not even not even a doubt when this team is number one right now in the Big 12. You look at Oklahoma, and they've been shoddy at times. They really haven't put together a complete game in over a month, I would argue, since that Ohio State game. You look at the rest of the conference, Oklahoma State is getting by on talent alone right now. The Cowboys made a ton of errors against West Virginia. They were lucky to get out of there with a win. Speaking of West Virginia, you look at the Mountaineers, and that's another team. Will Greer threw four interceptions on Saturday. Oklahoma State fumbles on their first two drives. West Virginia can't score a single point out of it. So there's a lot of depth in the Big 12 right now, but there's also a lot of inconsistency. And what you say about Iowa State is that this team is as consistent as it gets, not only in the Big 12, but in the entire country. And that is with not turning the ball over, being opportunistic on defense, getting turnovers, leading the conference in penalty yards by a very wide margin, meaning fewest penalty yards per game. All those things that Matt Campbell has preached to his guys for a year and a half is paying off, and this is by far, right now, in terms of power rankings, the number one team in the Big 12.
Pete Mundo is our guest, Heartland College Sports. He comes to us on the Draft House 50 Hotline, Mills Civic Parkway, West Des Moines. Okay, then take me to the upcoming road game for Iowa State at West Virginia. During Matt Campbell's news conference, Pete, he came out and he said, everything for West Virginia offense rotates through Will Greer. If they have success against West Virginia, they're not going to shut down Will Greer, but how can they control him so that they can be in the game and find a way to win?
Well, in watching that game on Saturday, what Oklahoma State did very well was make Will Greer uncomfortable to the point where he was forced into uncomfortable throws, either off his back foot, rolling out, unbalanced throws, and that led to four interceptions. Iowa State's got we saw it and we talked about it. Ray Lima on that defensive line, that front seven, has done a good job causing some havoc in the backfield. If they can make Will Greer uncomfortable and force him in the throws that he's forcing or shouldn't make, that secondary will have opportunities to go out there and pick off a couple of passes. We saw Oklahoma State do that this past weekend. So that is the formula to getting by and frustrating Will Greer. And Oklahoma State does have the perfect personnel from what we've seen to this point to do that.
Well, Pete, a little bit different this weekend with Bedlam. A lot of people thought before the year it'd be two undefeated teams making their way into the matchup. We know that is not going to be the case, but still a ton on the line with the Cowboys and the Sooners. How do you see this playing out early in the week?
Well, as of right now, you mentioned it. It's not a two undefeated teams, but it is essentially an elimination game from the college football playoff and possibly an elimination game from the Big 12 championship. So there's just as much on the line. The winner, whoever wins this game, will still be in the playoff contention. Loser is done. As for right now, how it plays out, Oklahoma State is playing incredibly inconsistent football. I mentioned that earlier. and I'm not a huge fan of it. Problem is, OU has looked shaky at times as well. Now they picked it up against Texas Tech. They outscored the Red Raiders 35-7 over the final three quarters of play on Saturday, but they gave up they gave up 20 points in the first quarter. So you just don't know what you're getting week in, week out with Mike Stoops' defense especially. And, you know, Baker Mayfield has taken care of business and really owned this Oklahoma State team. The one factor I think that's interesting here is Lincoln Riley coaching in his first ever Bedlam matchup on the road. If it was Bob Stoops who's done it year in, year out, I'd say Oklahoma rolls pretty easily. But the fact that Mike Gundy, anytime you're in a rivalry game and there's one head coach with a significant edge in experience, it's hard to turn that team away entirely. But I still do think Oklahoma has the better personnel, better offensive line. Oklahoma State's not going to have that quality defensive play they've had the past couple of weeks against this team. And I like OU, what they're doing on offense, more than I like anything else Oklahoma State is doing right now.
Pete Mundo is our guest. We're talking college football, particularly the Big 12. Okay, so that's Bedlam. Who else is going to be scary this weekend? And will Baylor win a game now that they're going to play Kansas?
Well, Baylor should win. Problem is, they don't know what they're doing at quarterback. I was actually at this game last week in Waco, and you know, they start Zach Smith, they go to Charlie Brewer, they bounce back to Zach Smith, and they're all over the place. So, meantime, Kansas moved on from Peyton Bender and decided to play with Carter Stanley, who started the end of last season at the quarterback spot. So, interestingly enough, it's Kansas right now who has more consistency at the quarterback spot. But I still think Baylor is the team that ends up getting that win this weekend. It's long overdue. They're getting better every week. The personnel is there. You can't say that about Kansas. I mean, yes, they looked better against Kansas State last week, but this team still has a long ways to go to make the case that they're going to win a Big 12 game.
All right, Pete. Sounds good to me, pal. Look, I'm impressed. I really am, and I just can't believe how Matt Campbell has flipped this switch so quickly. I've seen coaches turn things around, but he's done it with pretty much the people from last season, and maybe that's why everybody in the entire nation thinks that he's going to be the next name, not after this year, but eventually he's going to be the hot name that everybody will chase. Are you good with that?
Yeah, you know, I hope it's only next year. I think it'll be this year. I don't think he's going anywhere, but you look at all the big-time jobs that could be open, are already open, whether it's Florida, you know, Tennessee. At some point, John Curry's got to pull the plug on Butch Jones. I mean, right. Enough's enough already with that disaster in Knoxville. You know, you think about some of the other potential jobs. Arkansas could be open in the SEC West. So there are just a lot of possibilities for what could happen here moving forward with major jobs and schools that can pony up, you know, $4 or $5 million a year for a guy that they want. So Iowa State, I've looked into that salary structure for Campbell, and it's, you know, it's just over $1 million base, and then there's major incentives that can get it over two. But they've got to rip that thing up. I mean, they were paying Paul Rhodes $2.2 million at the end of his contract. And if you want to play with the big boys and keep Campbell around, I'm not saying he's going to bolt on you, but just take care of him, especially after this year. So rip the contract up, you know, get him into that $2.5 million base salary range, mm-hmm. and have him and his staff taken care of. So that way, that goodwill is in place moving forward, and also help, you know, maybe make that buyout a little bigger to dissuade teams from going after him after, you know, another year or two. But Campbell's a loyal guy. He hanged out in Toledo. He stayed in Toledo for a pretty darn long time, almost 10 years, I believe. So there's no reason to think he's going to jump ship. But all I would say if I was Iowa State is don't give him any reason to.
There you go. The buyout is over $9 million. And he just picked up an extra $500,000 for getting his sixth win. So now he does have a chance with incentives to get it up to $2 million. Good stuff, Pete. It's always good, man, when you come on the show. Thank you so much. We'll talk to you.
Sure. Friend, Jimmy B, anytime, guys. Take care.
We'll see you, Pete.
All right. Thanks, brother. There you go. That's Pete Mundo, CBS, Heartland College Sports, on the Draft House 50 hotline. Look, I'm with you, Trent. I don't think he's going to jump ship here at the end of this season.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Did I say that?
No, I meant to say, I should have said Pete. I should have said, Trent, I'm with Pete. I don't think he's going to jump ship at the end of this season.
I thought you were putting some words in my mouth.
No, I would not. I would never do that. but are you in that agreement, or do you think that there's a real chance that if one of the big boys does come calling and drops $5 million on him, that he would go?
Of course.
Okay.
Now, the buyout language, I think, is set up very well for Iowa State. You mentioned that, Jim, but no, I don't think it's anything sure. I have people that are trying to read into what he is saying. Slow down.
Yeah.
We've seen plenty of coaches all say the right thing and then move on. Enjoy it for what is happening right now. Don't worry about that. But, no, I don't think it's any sure lock that he'll be back next season. You can't think that way. We've seen it happen too many times in college sports, guys jumping to think that he's lock, stock, and barrel back in 2018. You just don't know. And we don't certainly know right now. We'll come back, Jimmy B, on the other side, talk some NFL, crazy weekend, and a lot to get into. Sean Tomlinson from Bleacher Report, he's up next here on 1700.
You found your home for real sports talk for real sports fans. 1700 KBGG.
Guys, are you ready to begin your journey to live life better? Are you feeling tired and worn down, or looking to improve performance and drive in the bedroom? Looking to burn fat and gain muscle? Then it's time to contact New Leaf Wellness. New Leaf Wellness offers a free, no-obligation consultation. Dr. Robert Seaman and the New Leaf staff will help craft a plan dedicated to you. From testosterone replacement therapy, advanced weight loss, to nutritional therapy, New Leaf Wellness strives to find the plan that will improve your quality of life. Dr. Robert Seaman and New Leaf Wellness, give them a call today at 515-650-1358. Again, 515-650-1358 for New Leaf Wellness. One more time, 515-650-1358. It's time to live life better with New Leaf Wellness. Call 515-650-1358. That's 515-650-1358.
Sponsored by AccountTemps. AccountTemps isn't just a staffing firm. They're people who believe in finding you the right person to fit your company's needs. Visit AccountTemps.com to learn more. AccountTemps, a Robert Half company.
There are over 4 million miles of roads across America. On them are over 47 million Ford vehicles. And the best people to keep them safe? The 35,000 Ford specialists armed with the right parts, tools, and training. No one knows your Ford better than Ford and Ford Service.
Now get a $50 rebate by mail on any Motorcraft brake service when you use the Ford Service credit card. Subject to credit approval, taxes extra, rebate by prepaid debit card, pads or shoes on most vehicles, one axle, exclusions apply. See your participating Ford dealer for rebate details through 12/31/17.
Hi, I'm Tabitha Coffey, TV personality and small business advisor. Many of the businesses I work with just need extra capital for things like remodeling or purchasing more products. That's where Cabbage comes in, with flexible lines of credit of up to $150,000. Apply online and get a decision right away. Withdraw funds when you need them without reapplying. Cabbage has supported over 100,000 small businesses. Get started at cabbage.com/transform or 855-CABBAGE. That's Cabbage with a K, 855-CABBAGE.
Line of credit is subject to credit approval. See terms and conditions.
Picture this. It's Monday afternoon and you're at Domino's buying a large three-topping pizza. You give the Domino's employee $7.99 plus tax, of course. Now, picture this. It's Friday and you're at Domino's buying a large three-topping pizza. You give the Domino's employee more than you paid Monday.
You feel bamboozled.
But then you hear this.
Domino's extended its $7.99 large three-topping carryout deal to all day, every day.
And so you danced and ate Domino's. Carryout only. You must ask for this limited time offer. Prices, participation, and charges may vary.
Napa Know How. Hi, I'm professional football player Larry Fitzgerald, and I know a thing or two about longevity. And the truth is, with the proper maintenance, even an old vehicle can run like new. So if you want your car to have a longer, stronger career, Napa Auto Parts has more than 500,000 quality parts and knowledgeable people to help you out. While it may not be all pro now, with the right quality parts, you can help your ride go the distance. That's Napa Know How.
Napa Know How.
It's football season, and that means it is time to find your spot for all the big games. Trent Cotton here for Draft House 50 on Mills Civic Parkway in West Des Moines. 48 big screen TVs, all the games on college Saturdays, and the NFL on Sundays. Draft House 50 in West Des Moines. But it's not just about having all the great games on. You need more than that. You need great food. Draft House 50 has just that. Huge burgers. My favorite, the pizza burger. Ground beef, Italian sausage, mozzarella cheese, little marinara, and pepperoni. Big burgers, great sandwiches, pizza. If you want to go with the lighter fare, they got salads and appetizers for you as well. And you can't forget about the beer. It's in the name, Draft House 50. Local beers on tap, microbrews, whatever you're in the mood for, make it Draft House 50 in West Des Moines. Your football headquarters, Draft House 50, 6240 Mill Civic Parkway in West Des Moines. I'll see you there.
You don't need more sports, but you want more sports.
Rockstar Satellite can fix that with free next-day installation on DirecTV. Call Rockstar Satellite, 515-262-STAR. Call today for next-day installation, 515-262-STAR.
Since 1993, Wolf Construction has been Des Moines' choice for residential and commercial roofing. From complete re-roofing to small leaks, call Wolf Construction at 225-8866 for your roofing needs. Call 225-8866 to set up your roofing consultation or online at wolfconstruction.net. That's wolfconstruction.net for Wolf Construction. A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. wolfconstruction.net.
Welcome back, everybody, as we continue all the way to 6 o'clock. NFL football on the docket tonight. It is the Kansas City Chiefs and the Denver Broncos. And as soon as Trent and I leave the air at 6 o'clock, you'll be able to lock and load on that game right here on the Big Talker 1700. Sean Tomlinson is our guest, Bleacher Report and the National Football League. He's on the Draft House 50 hotline, Mills Civic Parkway in West Des Moines. Sean, how are you, man?
I'm doing well. How about yourself? How are you enjoying the season so far?
We're loving life here, pal. We are having a very good time because the teams that we are follow with Minnesota, Kansas City, Green Bay, and Chicago, with the exception of the Bears, everybody's in contention. So,
and even
from that
there's
aspect,
hope with the Bears, right?
Yeah, there is. Yeah, there is. Before we go local here, let me ask you this. When you're 5'10", 5'11", and play quarterback in the NFL, you're not supposed to throw for 452 yards and four touchdowns. Am I right? There's something wrong with this equation. Am I missing something?
If that was the concern or sort of draft red flag with Russell Wilson. Five, 6 years ago, right? That's why he slipped. Yep. Because we all have this image of what a quarterback is supposed to look like. And usually that image is correct, but you could say the same thing about Drew Brees to some extent. I mean, yes, that's two different quarterbacks the way they play, but Drew Brees is undersized, and that hasn't stopped him throughout his career. So, but what makes Wilson so different and so effective and so much fun to watch is he blends that athleticism and his scrambling ability with comfort from the pocket. Think of sort of the era that he came up in. There was a graveyard of quarterbacks like him that are no longer in the league. RG3, Colin Kaepernick, right? Now, Kaepernick is a whole other ball of wax, but regardless, quarterbacks who really, yeah, they're athletic and they run around, it's fun to watch, but you still need to be able to pass from the pocket, and they really couldn't do that very well. Wilson can do that, and then he can also burn you when you leave him open and can run for those key 10, 15-yard gains. So that was a lot of fun to watch yesterday. And in a losing cause, yes, but Deshaun Watson is for real.
He is, and I'm sure there are plenty of people out there in Cleveland right now kicking themselves about that one. Carson
and
Wentz.
Chicago.
Yeah, Chicago, and yeah, the year before. Yeah. You go through and kind of leads me to the Browns, as they're facing another offer here on the docket. Did they? What's next? You know, it seems so helpless for the Browns fans that are out there.
It does, and I really feel for that fan base, because they have every reason, every fan in that city, to have tuned out years ago. Because, you know, don't ever tell somebody how to be a sports fan. There's no set rules for this. And at some point, I would think that devoting every Sunday of every fall to that team must simply be exhausting. You know, you go back in the offseason, you know, nobody was kidding themselves in Cleveland. Nobody thought they were going to be playoff contenders. But, you know, if you could win half a dozen games and show some life, that'd be great. You know, that's not a high bar to reach. And there is some young talent, but you need to, it sounds like such a simple thing, but it's not. You need a quarterback. And in fairness to Kizer, there were reasons why he slipped, and I don't think he was ever going to be this immediate guy to save that offense. You know, perhaps he can develop, but he's certainly not there yet. You know, I don't think firing the coaching staff is a solution. It hasn't been for a while. At some point, you just need some patience, but that is so incredibly difficult when there's a zero in the last column again as the calendar flips to November, and just not much reason to hope for any quick solutions.
Sean Tomlinson is our guest, Bleacher Report on the NFL on the Draft House 50 hotline. Sean, take me then to tonight's game. Kansas City and Denver. The Chiefs kind of scuffling around a little bit, but Denver has gone south. What the hell happened to that team? Is it all on the QB, or is there a lot more to it than what we've seen?
Well, I guess I hesitate a touch to ever put everything on one player, even if that one player is a quarterback. I often think the quarterbacks get a bit too much credit when they win and too much blame when they lose, but I do think that the model or the blueprint the 2017 Broncos are trying to follow is the one that got them a championship in 2015, which is to try and minimize the quarterback. You know, you flash back to that team. They had one of the worst quarterbacks in the league. Peyton Manning threw 17 interceptions, but it didn't matter because that defense was great. And this defense is still very, very good, too. It might not quite be on that level as that 2015 team. The problem is that if you can't, then don't have a quarterback who can't claw from behind. And when I say behind, even by, say, 10 points, you're asking your defense to be flawless. And that is a tough ask in the NFL for any defense. I don't care how good it is. So Trevor Siemian, he is, if we're saying the nicest thing we can say about him, he is a slightly below average quarterback, or maybe average on his best day. He can, you know, take care of the ball decently, but he's not going to, you know, really power your offense forward and be that arm that wins a game for you. And to some extent, that's not his fault. He is who he is. It's the fault is on John Elway, who put that quarterback depth chart together. Because it's very easy to say, oh, yank Trevor Siemian, but it's hard to say, who do we put in next? Yeah, you're going with the Brock Osweiler experience again, and that's not fun. We know how that ends. So I do think that is the main problem there, is the quarterback and really how that roster was built, unfortunately.
So as we go through this, back to the local front, and I got to get your thoughts on the Vikings. Another win. They're off this week. The schedule toughens up. I think for their next five are on the road. It's going to be difficult for them. And there's a continued conversation about Teddy Bridgewater coming back and taking over as quarterback. Am I crazy pills here? There's no way you can do that, right?
I don't think it happens. You need to wait for Casey Keenum to fall on his face if that happens. It's, you know, often there are times when you have to ride the hot or at least lukewarm hand. And yes, you know, I don't think anybody should be deceiving themselves as to what Keenum has been in the past. Let's not expect perhaps too much of him, but right now he's playing well or well enough and staying there. You know, I just talked about the Broncos and how that roster has been assembled. There are some similarities. Listen, this Vikings defense is terrific, a great pass rush, a secondary that can really seal off passing lanes. And so that really, it limits how much you're asking Keenum to do. And this team, should have not crumbled, but taken a hit after that Dalvin Cook injury, and maybe that's coming, but you've still got a great backfield. Derek McKinnon has surprised. He's playing well. Murray's a great short yardage back, too. So I think there's enough there to support Keenum, but it's great to have Bridgewater back there in the bullpen, so to speak, to trot him out for when, if Keenum, you know, the clock strikes midnight on him and he turns back into a pumpkin. If that happens, then, you know, that's a good problem to have.
Okay, then take me to Green Bay. With Hundley at quarterback, things have not gone well since the injury to Aaron Rodgers. Look, nobody in the league is Aaron Rodgers, but does Green Bay, can they still salvage here to be a playoff team, or is this going to go south?
Well, I think a week ago I thought that maybe they would still have a chance to make a run because at the time the Vikings weren't yet running away, but I mean you have a team that's 4-3. It's not inconceivable with the muddled, jumbled mess that the NFC is. If you grab a wild card spot at 9-7 this year, so you look ahead, you need to somehow get 5 more wins over the remaining 8 games of the season, or 9 games, sorry. And can you do that with kind of minimizing Brett Hundley? I think it's possible. You have a decent enough running game there, a defense that creates a lot of pressure as well. But it just the way that they structured their approach the game to 2 weeks ago with Hundley, it just signaled to me that there isn't a whole lot of trust there. And on one hand, that's understandable as first start, but on the other, maybe it sort of isn't, because you've had 3 years to groom him, and there should be, you know, some familiarity there and just some established trust between the quarterback and the coaching staff. So it'll be a tough road, but it is possible to squeak in this year.
Sean Tomlinson, Bleacher Report, with us today. Always good talking with you, Sean. We'll do it again soon. Thanks for your time.
No problem. Thank you.
Good stuff out of Sean. Jimmy B, tonight, Monday Night Football.
Yeah.
You've been hot on picks. You're leaning one way, the other. Where are you going here tonight? Excited for it. Right after we go off the air, 6 o'clock, it'll be the pregame show with Mitch.
You know, I'm bouncing around all over the place here. I can't seem to convince myself that Denver can lose another game like that, but Kansas City at home, I don't know yet. Let me think on it. Before we end the show, I'll try to come up with a solution before we end the show. How's that?
Fair enough. We will get that. Yeah. Coming up here in just a little bit, the 5 o'clock hour right around the corner. We got Mark Simon from ESPN Stats and Information. He will be here. We'll get his thoughts on the World Series. Get ready for Game 6 tomorrow. Wolfgang stops by, and we'll press Jimmy B. We'll get a pick from Brinson for tonight's Monday Night Football game, all to come.
Sunday night, Monday night, and Thursday night football from Westwood One, only on 1700 KBGG.
At Wolf Construction, we do many large construction projects across the Midwest, but we started as a roofing company, and we're still a roofing company today. At Wolf Construction, we don't just show up with a dumpster and trailer in your driveway. We arrive with a business card in hand, ready to take care of your home. Whether it's a simple roof repair, a complete re-roofing project, or a new construction project, Wolf Construction can handle the job. Call Wolf Construction at 515-225-8866 or visit us on the web at wolfconstruction.net. We're a roofing machine.
Are you in the mood for real, classic, homemade Italian food? Well, I have the spot for you. It's Villaggio. 2 locations. The newest location in Urbandale, 2675 100th Street. The original in Norwalk. Classic dishes like cavatelli, spaghetti, lasagna, and vodka rigatoni. Top-notch pizza and awesome sandwiches. A great happy hour and Italian done right. Villaggio.
Sponsored by Kidde. How old are your fire alarms? Replace today with Kidde's worry-free alarms. Get 10 years of power and no low battery chirps. Kidde, technology that saves lives.
Kevin Harlan and Hall of Fame quarterback Kurt Warner here from Monday Night Football on Westwood One. Huge AFC West matchup coming up from Arrowhead in Kansas City. The 5-2 Chiefs, the 3-3 Broncos. Kurt, it's the league's top defense with Denver taking on the NFL's top rusher and rookie running back Kareem Hunt.
Tell you what, Kevin, I can't wait to watch this matchup in the trenches between Kansas City, Kareem Hunt, and Von Miller and the Denver Broncos. But I'm just as excited to see what happens on the outside with that great Denver no-fly zone against Travis Kelce and Tyreek Hill. But maybe the most telling sign of who's going to win this matchup will be what does Denver do offensively. Last couple weeks, they've really struggled to score. Can they change that and get a win?
Chiefs and Broncos on Monday Night Football.
Remember to listen to Westwood One's coverage of the NFL all season long. Right here on the Big Talker, 1700 KBGG.
Now at O'Reilly Auto Parts, pick up 5 quarts of Castrol Edge full synthetic motor oil for $28.95 and get a $10 O'Reilly Auto Parts gift card after mail-in rebate. Protect your engine from sludge and wear with Castrol Edge full synthetic at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm having that 6:59 feeling again.
What?
You know, that mini panic attack right before the workday starts when you're sure you've forgotten something?
Nope, that's my favorite time of day. I work with Cintas, so I always know we're ready for the workday. They handle our uniforms, fire extinguishers, first aid, safety training, floor mats, and restroom supplies.
I think I need to call Cintas.
They might just make a morning person out of you.
Oh, I'm ready!
Learn how Cintas can help you get ready for the workday. Visit Cintas.com.
Kate here with Food Dudes Delivery. Are you tired of the same old delivery options? Food Dudes Delivery can solve that problem for you. We deliver for restaurants that don't do delivery. Order through us at fooddudesdelivery.com. Place your order for lunch today, dinner tonight, or your office party tomorrow at fooddudesdelivery.com.
You don't need more sports, but you want more sports.
Rockstar Satellite can fix that with free next-day installation on DirecTV. Call Rockstar Satellite 515-262-STAR. Call today for next-day installation, 515-262-STAR.
Black and Cardinal Divide is the first website dedicated to the Cy-Hawk rivalry. We cover both the Hawkeyes and the Cyclones.
This is Cody, and I cover Iowa State.
And I'm Derek, his younger brother, who covers the Hawkeyes.
We'd like to encourage you to jump over to bcdivide.com. Tune in Wednesdays and Thursday nights as we will talk all things Cyclones and Hawkeyes.
Jump over to bcdivide.com. Join us for daily banter and our social media pages at bcdivide. As brothers and fans of different teams, we grew up with a heated Cy-Hawk rivalry within our own family.
Join us at bcdivide.com to embrace.